You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Good morning, theater lover. Happy May 6th. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, wishing Adrienne Warren a very happy birthday. You're simply the best, girl. And you're listening to Today in Theater History. In 1970, Eleanor Jones adapted the life of French author Colette into a play with music, featuring songs by Tom Jones and Harvey Schmidt. Zoe Caldwell starred as the Grande Dame of French Letters for 101 performances at the Ellen Stewart Theater. The show was later revised and produced as Colette Collage. And for anyone who has never read Colette's work, be kind to yourself and do so now. She's wonderful company all year, but particularly in spring. Peter Parnell adapted the John Irving novel into Cider House Rules here at St. Cloud's, the first part of a two-part play that opened in 1999 at the Atlantic Theater Company. Tom Hulse and Jane Jones co-directed a cast that included Cole Meany, Ross Gibby, and Josh Hamilton. Vanessa Redgrave and Brian Dennehy starred in the 2003 revival of Eugene O'Neill's Long Day's Journey Into Night at the Plymouth. Redgrave and Dennehy both won Tony Awards, and the production won Best Revival of a Play. Glory Days, a coming-of-age pop musical written by Nick Blamire and James Gardner, opened at the Circle in the Square following a hit run at Virginia's Signature Theater. Its stay is brief, however. It also closes tonight, after 17 previews and a single performance. The world premiere of Nikolai and the Others, Richard Nelson's play that imagines a weekend shared by Russian artists George Balanchine, Igor Stravinsky, Nikolai Nabokov, and more, opened off-Broadway in 2013 at Lincoln Center Theater's Mitzi E. Newhouse. Directed by David Cromer, the cast included Michael Cerveris, John Glover, Alvin Epstein, Stephen Kunkin, and Blair Brown. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.